This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
All right, Sweet Spot, Sean Bass, David Mino. We have the hard line, Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up, but you just heard Conrad. That means it's time for the NIT break, and that means it's time for Monto to give us the best of the rest that were not nominated earlier this morning at 7:55.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have five worthy candidates, I believe, today. So we will give you the best of the rest here. We have Dave well represented. We all know Davey.
He's been
nominated many times.
What? Why wasn't he this hot during our e-break fantasy season? I would have ran away with it.
It's more of a an off-season guy.
I guess so.
Yeah, he likes to be a potty mouth basically once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not candidate number one. Candidate number one here on the NIT break is Donovan Lewis. They are talking about Reunion Tower and Reunion Arena, and Donovan kind of forgot what year it was.
Let's see. I want to get
Happy birthday, Reunion Tower. What are we doing to celebrate?
I don't know.
Well,
they put
a
cupcake on it. Yeah, they put a cupcake on it.
I'm going to do something tonight.
Happy birthday, Reunion
Tower. I'm going to toast Reunion Tower tonight.
Man, would you take your temperature tonight?
It made it longer than Reunion Arena.
Well, Reunion Arena is still there.
No, it isn't. They tore it down years ago.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, there's a giant lot there now. There's nothing on
it. Oh, that's right. No, they have carnivals and stuff there.
Yeah. They have carnivals.
Carnivals.
Carnies come to
Dallas.
Let's go. What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. I wondered the same thing.
I don't know. My temperature. I pass by there every day.
And there's news.
There's no arena.
I thought the High Regency was the Reunion. No, I didn't. I just didn't know.
What?
I was going to pull a Matt and make myself be right in every situation, but I couldn't do it.
Boy, he was all over the road there.
Reunion Arena was demolished in November of 2009.
It lasted that long?
It did.
That was only 15 years ago.
Because the Dallas Desperados played there, the arena team?
We had AAC open in
01
or 02?
01.
Okay.
01, 02 season. Yeah. 7th grade. 7th grade minor.
2020 or...
You got it.
I got this. I missed that place, though. I wish it was still around just to have events and stuff.
Wish there was a ballpark right there.
I know. 5 years. We'll build a new one.
Maybe 20 years from now.
We like to build new stadiums in this area.
All right. Well, there is one Donovan Lewis as a candidate number one. Candidate number two here is also Dave. It's David Moore. As he was on with the invasion.
David Ranch.
Maybe we could put this on Thomas Edison, whoever invented the phone. But we'll say David Moore for now.
Is there a name that would surprise you if they were there at 24 that where the Cowboys would not go offensive line? Similar to the CeeDee Lamb thing, like if a Brian Thomas, the receiver fellow, or a Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle, to where you could see them making a move for something that wasn't offensive line.
You know,
and I see Jerry has cut the feed. He did not want. He doesn't want anybody to know who they're looking
just
at.
Monitoring all phones. I knew his hitmen's were going to get David sooner or later,
but just at the right time too. Well, you know,
he's still there on the line.
Yeah, David, we don't know because we can't hear you.
We do not.
There
he
goes.
And David Moore
just dropped.
Yeah.
Travis with the very childish hitmans.
Yeah, hits and hitmans.
I think he was still there, but he had to think about the question.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure it was
well prepared. It's like, you know.
He had to marinate on that one.
Who could it be? Let me think about it.
I'll call you boys back later and let you know.
Call you in 5 minutes.
Hitmans.
Yeah. David Moore actually.
It's a fun video game, Hitmans.
Two this week. The other one, he was chopping celery in the background talking to the musers, but we won't play that one. There's David Moore.
He's making a gumbo.
He is candidate number two. Candidate number three, one Bob Sturm. He confused a lot of P1s by saying that Rory McIlroy is not going to live.
Whether he's sad, whether he's happy, whether he's sore, whether he can't walk, whatever it is, he's there.
He is, and it's great, and I enjoyed seeing him last week. All right, we'll save Rory for later, but the short story is he's not going to live. Up next, let's talk Rangers.
If you're a ticket P1 and
so my tease real fast.
Oh yeah.
I said, in short, Rory's not going to live. And quickly, I received several mentions. Rory is dying.
Okay.
Why is Rory not going to live?
It was so casual. In short, Rory's not going to live.
Why do you hate Rory so much? You're predicting his death. No, Rory will live. He's not going to play for live for $850 million.
So he's not in hospice.
Okay, what a terrible doctor he would be.
Bob's just calling for a hitman's.
No bedside manner whatsoever.
And we'll get to him at some point.
Yeah, you're not going
to
live.
I might need to. Anyway. I know we're short, but that tease is amazing. I need
to
hear that
tease again.
Yes, I need to hear that.
He's there.
He is, and it's great, and I enjoyed seeing him last week. All right, we'll save Rory for later, but the short story is he's not going to live. Up next, let's talk.
Short story.
He's going to die.
Super dead.
He's going to die very soon.
Just what a perfect confluence of words. Just what a perfect storm.
Because we have to get to Rangers. We can't talk about Rory dying.
He's not going to live.
Jack Leiter's about to make his first start. That's awesome.
He's not going to live. Oh, I love it.
All right. Candidate number 4 and candidate number 5 are both Dave Lane. The first one here is from Why Today Doesn't Suck. I think this was on Tuesday after we talked to Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going over things we should make him try. And Davey, as always, fired from the hip.
Well, I'm proud of you, Ham. This guy.
Thank you, boys.
Proud.
Courage.
Next week.
Fruit.
How about that?
George wants him to try a kumquat.
I'm going to just start with like an apple.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
What's that?
All right, Ham, drink this.
Better than a squat.
I don't know. Right. I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
What in the world?
We can't see
What would that be?
And then we don't know.
Like you.
Let you know how happy he is with himself.
His face is all red.
Squat over him.
Dave said it wrong. It's a squirt.
That's what the mountain did to Prince Oberyn after he was done with him.
This week on Ham versus Food. You're not going to believe this one.
Corby's reaction every time when Dave has a dump. Oh. Corby's, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I'm like, what are we doing?
When he knows full well that, you can't be said. That. He's just trying to be, a cool dad.
He's looking around for approval.
We get it.
We're still proud of you. It's funny.
Yeah, but you can't
it's against
that.
The rules. That's how we are inside.
All right. Our last one here, also from Davey, like I said. This time, he actually did say the word correctly, I think, but his showmates thought that he cursed.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Yeah, I mean, of course you would.
Yeah, it looks like Joe has been married 3 times, and this was wife number 2, I think. No. He wed his hometown sweetheart, Kim Moses.
Kim Mulkey Moses.
And then in 81, married Cass Castillo. But this is Jennifer Wallace, actress and model. While the two worked on a Schick commercial together, they married in 1985 and had 4 children, and I think might still be married today.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for young love.
So there you go.
The second wife was on a Schick commercial?
No. The third one, his present one, is how...
Who did he meet somebody on a...
We dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
You literally said the S word.
No, I said Schick.
I think he said Schick.
I said Schick.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you said the S word.
I did not.
There was zero emphasis on the K.
Your reputation is getting you in trouble.
I was just wondering if he met anybody on the set of the Skechers commercial.
It's a little borderline, but
you put it in there just for good measure?
Yes.
Jennifer, I wasn't going to. Ham did it last second.
Do you guys want to hear the other one?
I want to. Should we?
They married in 1985 and had 4 children, and I think might still be married
today. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for young love.
So there you go.
The second wife was on a Schick commercial?
No. The third one, his present one, is how...
I heard Schick.
Yeah, I heard the right word.
Yeah,
Jennifer Montana was the Schick sheriff.
Okay,
in that commercial, that's how they met.
But it did stop down Corby
on the Schick list.
Mm-hmm. So it was still funny. It was still knee break. All right,
speed round.
Donnie, David Moore, Bob, Dave, C Squat, or Dave Schick. My vote rarely ever counts, so I'm going to start this week. I'm going to give it to Bob. Let's go to Mino.
Bob predicting Rory's death.
All right, Sean.
I Funny. Think that has the longest staying power of anything yes. we heard today. So anytime Rory's brought up, we will question whether he's alive or not.
So all right.
All good, though.
In case you need to feel any more irrelevant, Lando and Ham, what are your votes?
Bobster.
R.I.P. Rory.
That is a full
a sweep.
I don't know if we've had a sweep before.
For Bob Sturm, who, that is his second in IT.